This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to another episode of Forgotten Sunnahs. Today we're going to be talking about our usage of water while making wudu. It is narrated in Sunan ibn Majah that the Prophet ﷺ saw the companion Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas making wudu and he said to him, "Ma hadha sarafu ya Sa'd?" He said, "What is this excessiveness, O Sa'd?" And Sa'd replied and said, "Afil wudu isarafun?" He said, "Can you be excessive while making wudu?" And the Prophet ﷺ said, "Na'am, yes, of course. Wa in kunta ala nahrin jar, even if you are at the bank of a flowing river." What does this hadith tell us? Well, it tells us that first of all, there is a such thing as being excessive when making wudu, using too much water. Second of all, this point is beautifully highlighted by the example of the Prophet ﷺ when he said that even if you're at the bank of a flowing river, you can be excessive. Now this highlights that point because how can you waste water if you're at a river? I mean, the water is flowing. No matter how much water you use, you're not going to really decrease from the water of the river. But once again, to highlight this point, Prophet ﷺ said, even if you're at a place where you won't make a difference in the water, even there you can be excessive while making wudu. And sometimes you'll hear people say, well, the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ is to wash every body part 3 times while making wudu. And that is, yes, that is correct. That is the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ to wash each body part 3 times. But that shouldn't be an excuse to waste water and be excessive. And we say this because all you have to do is look at how much water the Prophet ﷺ actually used when making wudu. Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu warlahu tells us in Sahih Muslim, he says, "Kana an-nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yatawadda bil-mud." He said the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make wudu with a handful of water. وَيَغْتَسِلْ بِالصَّاعِ إِلَى خَمْسَةِ أَمْدَادِ. And that he used to make ghusl with 4 to 5 handfuls of water. Now this is incredible. I mean, if you think about how much a handful of water is, it's very little water. To make all of our wudu, washing every body part 3 times with such a small amount of water, truly highlights how little water the Prophet used. And on top of that, to make ghusl, the whole bath, with 4 to 5 handfuls of water, once again, this really proves the point that we should be careful and use as less water as possible. And I know some of us are blessed with running water and an unlimited amount of running water, and that kind of causes us to waste water. Open up the tap and let the water keep flowing while we're making wudu, not paying any attention to how much water is being wasted. This goes against the sunnah of the Prophet. So the forgotten sunnah is to be careful with how much water we use and use as little water as possible. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.